You said tomorrow, yesterday. In the eyes of the Stoics, fools perpetually prepare for life, always waiting for better conditions. They dwell in the illusion that the future holds better opportunities than the present. A mindset that leads to constant preparation and waiting, rather than action and experience. But yesterday is gone and tomorrow doesn't exist, the Stoics would remind us. Therefore, the only real moment to turn our life around is now. It's not merely the best time to act, it is quite literally the only time. And thus never forget this Stoic rule. The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately. We'll explore how harnessing bravery can transform not just moments, but the very course of our lives. The Stoics taught that courage isn't just about heroic acts in grand arenas. It's about the daily decisions we make in the face of fear and uncertainty. Lesson 1. Embracing challenges with courage. What if embracing courage could unlock doors you never knew existed? Have you ever wondered why some people seem to thrive under pressure while others falter? The Stoics believed that the difference lies in one's ability to embrace challenges with courage. They saw obstacles not as hindrances, but as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. The Stoics taught that by confronting our fears head-on, we not only overcome them, but also build the resilience needed for greater challenges ahead. The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it, said the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. Do you see challenges as stepping stones or stumbling blocks? The Stoics often emphasized that fortune favors those who are willing to take risks and step into the unknown. They argued that bravery is the catalyst for action, propelling us forward when comfort urges us to stay put. Seneca, one of the great Stoic thinkers, wrote, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult." Could it be that the barriers we perceive are merely reflections of our own reluctance to act? The Stoics invite us to consider that bravery is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of it. In the modern world, we are frequently confronted with situations that test our mettle, be it starting a new job, moving to a different city, or pursuing a lifelong dream. The Stoics would ask, "What holds you back from seizing these opportunities?" They believed that understanding our fears is the first step toward overcoming them. Do not be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. Are we settling for the good because we're too apprehensive to pursue the great? The Stoics challenge us to reflect on this. The Stoics taught that courage is intrinsically linked to action. Without action, bravery is a mere concept. They urged individuals to take decisive steps toward their goals, despite uncertainties. Fortune loves the brave, they would say, encouraging us to move beyond contemplation into execution. Have you been postponing a decision because of the fear of failure? The Stoics would argue that inaction is the real failure. They believed that the act of trying, regardless of the outcome, is a victory in itself. Consider the story of someone who left a stable job to start their own business. Despite the risks and the naysayers, they chose to follow their passion. The Stoics would commend this bravery, not because success was guaranteed, but because the individual dared to act in alignment with their true self. How often do we let the fear of the unknown prevent us from taking such bold steps? The Stoics remind us that life's most rewarding experiences often lie beyond our comfort zones. Practically speaking, how can we embrace challenges with courage in our daily lives? One effective method is to start small. Identify a minor challenge you've been avoiding and face it head on. This could be as simple as striking up a conversation with someone new or voicing your opinion in a meeting. By accumulating these small victories, you build the confidence to tackle larger obstacles. The Stoics believed that courage is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. Will you take that first small step today? The Stoics also taught the importance of preparing the mind for adversity. They practiced negative visualization, imagining possible obstacles to become mentally equipped to handle them. This isn't pessimism. It's a strategy to reduce fear of the unknown. By anticipating challenges, we can face them more calmly when they arise. Have you ever considered that preparing for difficulties might actually make you more courageous? The Stoics certainly thought so. Embracing challenges with courage is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. It's about shifting our perspective to see obstacles as opportunities and fears as gateways to growth. The Stoics invite us to ask ourselves, what would you do if you were not afraid? By choosing bravery over comfort, we align ourselves with the natural flow of life, which is ever-changing and full of possibilities. Will you accept the Stoics' invitation to live courageously? Lesson 2. The power of initiative. Acting without hesitation. Have you ever found yourself paralyzed by indecision, watching opportunities slip away because you hesitated? What if the secret to unlocking your potential is simply to act now, without overthinking? The Stoics believed that fortune smiles upon those who seize the moment with boldness. In this lesson, we'll explore how taking initiative without hesitation can transform your life. The Stoics taught that the greatest regrets often come from inaction rather than making mistakes. Immediate action can open doors you never imagined. Have you ever questioned why some individuals seem to achieve so much while others stand still? The Stoics would tell you that the difference lies in the willingness to act decisively. They believe that hesitancy is a barrier to success, and that by embracing action, we align ourselves with the opportunities the universe presents. Well begun is half done, said Aristotle. Do you often delay starting something important because you're waiting for the perfect moment? The Stoics challenge us to recognize that the perfect moment is a myth and that action must begin now. The Stoics emphasize that overanalyzing can lead to missed opportunities. They taught that while planning has its place, excessive deliberation can paralyze us. Seneca famously stated, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." Are you making tasks harder by procrastinating? The Stoics encourage us to simplify our thought processes and take the first step, trusting that clarity and direction will follow through action. In our modern lives, we are bombarded with choices and information, which can make decision-making overwhelming. The Stoics would advise us to focus on what truly matters and not get lost in endless options. They believe that courage is not the absence of fear, but the decision to move forward despite it. Epictetus taught, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Are you allowing fear of the unknown to hold you back from pursuing your goals? The Stoics urge us to acknowledge our fears but not let them dictate our actions. Imagine someone who dreams of learning a new skill but keeps postponing it, waiting for the right time that never comes. The Stoics would point out that this person is trapped by indecision, missing out on personal growth. They believe that action is the antidote to fear and uncertainty. Fate leads the willing but drags the reluctant, observed Cleanthes, another Stoic philosopher. Are you being led willingly by your own choices, or are you being dragged by circumstances due to inaction? The Stoics taught that taking initiative is essential for personal development. They saw each action as a step toward self-improvement, regardless of the outcome. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, is a modern echo of Stoic wisdom. Do you avoid taking action because you're afraid of failure? The Stoics would remind you that failure is not the opposite of success, but a part of the journey toward it. They encourage us to view each attempt as valuable experience, building resilience and character. Practically speaking, how can you start acting without hesitation in your daily life? Begin by setting small, manageable goals and giving yourself a short deadline to act on them. For example, if you've been meaning to reach out to someone, commit to sending that message within the next hour. The Stoics believed that building momentum through small actions leads to greater confidence and the ability to tackle larger challenges. Will you take that immediate step to break the cycle of hesitation? The Stoics also recommended embracing a mindset of proactivity. Instead of waiting for opportunities to come to you, seek them out actively. This could mean volunteering for a new project at work, or exploring a hobby that interests you. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity, Seneca noted. Are you preparing yourself to recognize and seize opportunities when they arise? By being proactive, you increase your chances of aligning with the fortune that favors the brave. The power of initiative is a fundamental principle in the Stoic belief that fortune favors those who act. By overcoming hesitation and taking decisive steps, we open ourselves to a world of possibilities and personal growth. The Stoics invite us to consider, what could you achieve if you stopped waiting and started doing? By choosing action over inaction, you take control of your destiny and embody the courage that the Stoics revered. Will you embrace the power of initiative and see where it leads you? Lesson 3. Overcoming the fear of failure. Have you ever stopped yourself from pursuing a dream because the fear of failure loomed larger than the promise of success? What if the very act of facing that fear could unlock doors to opportunities you never thought possible? The Stoics believed that conquering the fear of failure is essential for those whom fortune favors. In this lesson, we'll delve into how overcoming the fear of failure is a crucial step toward bravery and, ultimately, success. The Stoics taught that failure is not a setback but a stepping stone on the path to greatness. Have you ever wondered how much you've missed out on simply because you were afraid to fail? The Stoics believe that the fear of failure is one of the most significant barriers to achieving our true potential. They taught that by reframing our understanding of failure, we can liberate ourselves from its paralyzing grip. Failure is not falling down but refusing to get up, said the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. Do you let the possibility of falling keep you from ever taking a step? The Stoics challenge us to see failure not as a dead end, but as an integral part of the journey toward success. The Stoics emphasize that failure is a natural and necessary part of life. They believe that every unsuccessful attempt provides valuable lessons that bring us closer to our goals. Seneca, a renowned Stoic thinker, wrote, "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today." Are you so worried about future failures that you're missing the opportunities of today? The Stoics encourage us to focus on the present moment, understanding that each effort, successful or not, contributes to our growth. In our modern society, failure is often stigmatized, leading many to avoid risks altogether. The Stoics would argue that this mindset limits our potential. They taught that by accepting the possibility of failure, we free ourselves to take bold actions. It's not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It's because we do not dare that they are difficult, Seneca observed. Are you making your path more challenging by allowing the fear of failure to dictate your choices? The Stoics invite us to consider that embracing failure is a form of bravery that fortune favors. Imagine someone who dreams of starting a creative project but hesitates due to fear of criticism or rejection. The Stoics would advise this person to shift their perspective. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt." Are you allowing external obstacles to hinder your internal drive? The Stoics believe that while we can't control external outcomes, we can control our responses and attitudes toward them. The Stoics taught that embracing failure requires humility and resilience. They saw failure as feedback, not a verdict on one's worth or ability. "He who fears death will never do anything worthy of a living man," said Seneca, highlighting that fear limits action. Are you letting the fear of failure prevent you from living a life of purpose and fulfillment? The Stoics challenge us to acknowledge our fears but not to let them become obstacles on our path. Practically speaking, how can we overcome the fear of failure in our daily lives? One effective approach is to adopt a growth mindset. Begin by setting small, achievable goals that allow you to experience minor failures in a low-stakes environment. For example, try learning a new skill where mistakes are part of the process. This helps normalize failure and reduces its intimidating power. The Stoics believe that by gradually exposing ourselves to failure, we build resilience and diminish fear. Will you take that first step toward embracing failure as a learning opportunity? The Stoics also recommended self-reflection to understand the root of our fears. Journaling about your fears and dissecting them can reveal that they are often exaggerated or unfounded. Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems, Epictetus noted. Are you creating obstacles in your mind that don't exist in reality? By confronting these imagined fears, we can reduce their impact on our actions. Overcoming the fear of failure is a vital lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By changing our perception of failure from a negative outcome to a valuable learning experience, we empower ourselves to take risks and pursue our goals wholeheartedly. The Stoics invite us to ask ourselves, what would you attempt if you knew failure was just a stepping stone to success? By embracing failure, we align ourselves with the courageous spirit that attracts fortune. Will you accept the Stoics' challenge to face your fears and move boldly toward your aspirations? Lesson 4. Embracing uncertainty and the unknown. Have you ever held back from pursuing an opportunity because the path ahead wasn't clear? What if venturing into the unknown could lead you to unprecedented success? The Stoics believed that fortune favors those who embrace uncertainty with open arms. In this lesson, we'll explore how stepping into the unknown is a hallmark of bravery that attracts fortune. The Stoics taught that by accepting life's unpredictability, we unlock doors to possibilities we never knew existed. Are you prepared to discover how embracing uncertainty can revolutionize your life? Have you ever questioned why some individuals flourish in unfamiliar situations, while others retreat to the safety of the known? The Stoics believe that the willingness to embrace uncertainty is crucial for personal growth and achievement. They saw the unknown not as a threat, but as an arena for opportunity and advancement. The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately, advised Seneca, one of the prominent Stoic philosophers. Do you find yourself waiting for the perfect moment, paralyzed by the what-ifs? The Stoics challenge us to act despite uncertainty, asserting that bravery in the face of the unknown is rewarded by fortune. The Stoics emphasized that life's unpredictability is inevitable, and resisting this truth only breeds anxiety. They taught that accepting the uncertain nature of existence allows us to live more fully and courageously. Epictetus stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Are you allowing the fear of the unknown to dictate your actions? The Stoics encourage us to focus on our responses rather than the uncontrollable variables of life, empowering us to navigate uncertainty with confidence. In our modern world, rapid changes are the norm, and adaptability is a valuable asset. The Stoics would argue that embracing the unknown equips us to handle life's twists and turns effectively. They believed that each new experience, no matter how uncertain, contributes to our wisdom and resilience. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Are you investing energy in controlling external circumstances instead of mastering your internal state? The Stoics remind us that true power lies within, and by harnessing it, we can face any uncertainty that comes our way. Consider someone contemplating a career change into a field they're passionate about but unfamiliar with. The fear of the unknown may hold them back, keeping them in a job that doesn't fulfill them. The Stoics would advise embracing the uncertainty as a pathway to personal and professional growth. "He who is brave is free," proclaimed Seneca. Are you confining yourself within the walls of comfort and familiarity? The Stoics believe that stepping into the unknown liberates us from self-imposed limitations, opening doors to new possibilities. The Stoics taught that uncertainty is an integral part of the human experience and should be met with courage, not apprehension. They viewed life's unpredictability as a canvas for exercising virtue and wisdom. "Do not seek to predict the future," cautioned Epictetus, "but be prepared to accept whatever comes." Are you spending your time trying to foresee every outcome instead of preparing yourself to handle any situation? The Stoics encourage us to build inner resilience, trusting that we can adapt to whatever the future holds. Practically speaking, how can we start embracing uncertainty in our daily lives? One effective approach is to intentionally engage in activities that push us out of our comfort zones. This could involve learning a new skill, traveling to an unfamiliar place, or initiating conversations with new people. The Stoics believed that by regularly exposing ourselves to the unknown, we diminish our fear of it and enhance our adaptability. Will you challenge yourself to step into unfamiliar territory today? The Stoics also recommended reflecting on past experiences where embracing uncertainty led to positive outcomes. By reminding ourselves of previous successes in the face of the unknown, we reinforce our ability to handle future uncertainties. Remember, wrote Marcus Aurelius. Everything has always been the same and keeps recurring. It makes no difference whether you see the same things recur in 100 years or 200 or in an infinite period. Are you acknowledging your past victories over uncertainty to fuel your confidence moving forward? Reflecting on these moments can strengthen your resolve to embrace the unknown. Embracing uncertainty and the unknown is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By accepting life's inherent unpredictability, we position ourselves to seize opportunities that others might miss. The Stoics invite us to consider, what adventures and achievements await you on the other side of uncertainty? By stepping boldly into the unknown, we not only attract fortune, but also discover the depths of our own potential. Will you embrace the Stoic challenge to welcome uncertainty and unlock new horizons in your life? Lesson 5. Cultivating resilience through adversity. Have you ever faced a setback so daunting that it made you question your ability to move forward? What if the very obstacles you dread are actually the stepping stones to your greatest successes? The Stoics believed that adversity is not just a challenge to be endured, but an opportunity to cultivate resilience and strength. In this lesson, we'll delve into how embracing adversity can fortify your spirit and attract the fortune that favors the brave. The Stoics taught that by confronting hardships head-on, we transform ourselves and unlock potentials we never knew we had. Have you ever wondered why some individuals emerge from trials stronger, while others feel defeated? The Stoics believed that the difference lies in one's perception and response to adversity. They taught that hardships are inevitable, but our attitude towards them defines our character. Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body, said the Stoic philosopher Seneca. Do you see challenges as burdens to bear or as opportunities to grow? The Stoics invite us to view adversity as a necessary forge that tempers and refines our inner strength. The Stoics emphasize that resilience is not a trait reserved for the fortunate few, but a quality that can be developed by anyone willing to face life's trials with courage. They believed that adversity reveals our true capabilities and pushes us beyond our perceived limits. Epictetus taught, "The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it." Skillful pilots gain their reputation from storms and tempests. Are you avoiding the storms in your life, or are you willing to navigate through them to become a more skillful pilot of your own destiny? The Stoics encourage us to embrace challenges as essential experiences that contribute to our personal development. In our modern lives, we often seek comfort and avoid discomfort at all costs. The Stoics would argue that this avoidance hinders our ability to build resilience. They taught that by willingly exposing ourselves to controlled difficulties, we can strengthen our ability to handle unexpected hardships. Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men, observed Seneca. Are you allowing yourself to be tested and refined, or are you shying away from experiences that could ultimately make you stronger? The Stoics remind us that resilience is forged in the crucible of adversity. Consider someone who has faced significant personal loss yet chooses to find meaning and purpose in their experience. The Stoics would commend this individual for transforming adversity into strength. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Are you viewing obstacles as dead ends, or can you see them as pathways to new opportunities? The Stoics teach that every challenge holds the potential for growth if we are willing to seek it. The Stoics also believed that adversity teaches us valuable lessons about ourselves and the world. They saw hardships as opportunities to practice virtues like patience, courage, and wisdom. No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself, stated Seneca. Are you missing out on the chance to discover your true capabilities by avoiding difficulties? The Stoics encourage us to welcome challenges as opportunities to cultivate our virtues and deepen our understanding. Practically speaking, how can we cultivate resilience through adversity in our daily lives? One effective method is to engage in voluntary discomfort. This could involve fasting, taking cold showers, or challenging yourself physically and mentally in other ways. The Stoics believe that by practicing discomfort, we prepare ourselves to handle unforeseen hardships with greater ease. Will you incorporate small acts of voluntary discomfort to build your resilience muscle? Another practical approach is to reframe your perspective on current challenges. Instead of lamenting a difficult situation, ask yourself what you can learn from it and how it can contribute to your growth. Journaling can be a helpful tool in this process. By documenting your thoughts and feelings, you gain clarity and can track your progress over time. Are you willing to shift your mindset to see adversity as an ally rather than an enemy? Cultivating resilience through adversity is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By embracing challenges and viewing them as opportunities for growth, we strengthen our character and enhance our ability to navigate life's complexities. The Stoics invite us to consider, how might your life change if you saw every hardship as a stepping stone to greater strength and wisdom? By choosing to face adversity with courage and resilience, you align yourself with the brave whom fortune favors. Will you accept the Stoic challenge to transform adversity into your greatest source of strength? Lesson 6. Practicing virtue as the foundation of bravery. Have you ever questioned what truly lies at the heart of bravery? Is courage simply a spontaneous reaction to danger, or does it stem from something deeper within us? The Stoics believed that true bravery is intrinsically linked to virtue, the moral excellence that guides our actions and decisions. In this lesson, we'll explore how practicing virtue forms the foundation of bravery and how this alignment can attract the fortune that favors the brave. The Stoics taught that living virtuously is not just a moral obligation, but a pathway to a courageous and fulfilling life. Have you ever considered how your personal values influence your ability to act courageously? The Stoics believed that virtue is the cornerstone of bravery, asserting that moral integrity equips us to face adversity with confidence. They identified 4 cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, as the pillars supporting a virtuous life. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one, advised Marcus Aurelius. Are you embodying the virtues you admire, or are you merely contemplating them? The Stoics challenge us to actively practice virtue, suggesting that bravery naturally arises from a well-ordered character. The Stoics taught that when we align our actions with virtue, fear and doubt diminish because our choices are grounded in moral certainty. They believe that a virtuous person is equipped to handle any situation because their actions are guided by an inner moral compass. Seneca stated, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." Are you allowing ethical considerations to guide your decisions, thereby reducing anxiety about outcomes? The Stoics encourage us to focus on doing what is right, trusting that fortune favors those who act with integrity. In our contemporary world, ethical dilemmas often cloud our judgment, making it challenging to act bravely. The Stoics would argue that by steadfastly adhering to virtue, we can navigate these complexities with clarity and courage. Epictetus taught, "No man is free who is not master of himself." Are you exercising self-mastery through virtuous living, or are you swayed by external pressures and fleeting desires? The Stoics remind us that true freedom and bravery come from within, through the consistent practice of virtue. Consider someone who stands up against injustice in their community, despite potential backlash. The Stoics would commend this person for exemplifying the virtue of justice, demonstrating bravery rooted in moral conviction. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it, instructed Marcus Aurelius. Are you willing to uphold your principles even when it's uncomfortable or risky? The Stoics believe that such integrity not only fosters personal courage, but also inspires others to act bravely. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of wisdom in cultivating bravery. They taught that understanding the nature of the world and our place in it empowers us to face challenges fearlessly. "He who knows not his own faults is blind," observed Epictetus. Are you committed to self-reflection and personal growth, enhancing your ability to act wisely and bravely? The Stoics encourage us to seek knowledge and understanding as tools for virtuous and courageous living. Practically speaking, how can we cultivate virtue as the foundation of bravery in our daily lives? One effective approach is to intentionally practice the 4 cardinal virtues. Start by identifying situations where you can apply wisdom, such as making informed decisions rather than impulsive ones. Exercise justice by treating others fairly and standing up for what is right. Develop courage by facing fears and taking necessary risks aligned with your values. Practice temperance by exercising self-control and moderation in your actions and desires. By consciously integrating these virtues into daily habits, you build a character that naturally exudes bravery. Will you commit to nurturing these virtues as a pathway to courageous living? The Stoics also recommended daily self-examination to reinforce virtuous behavior. At the end of each day, reflect on your actions and assess whether they align with the virtues you wish to embody. Marcus Aurelius suggested, "Begin each day by telling yourself, 'Today I shall be meeting with interference, ingratitude, insolence, disloyalty, ill will, and selfishness, all of them due to the offender's ignorance of what is good or evil.'" Are you preparing yourself mentally to respond virtuously to challenges? By anticipating difficulties and reaffirming your commitment to virtue, you strengthen your resolve to act bravely in the face of adversity. Practicing virtue is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By grounding ourselves in moral excellence, we build the inner fortitude necessary to face life's challenges with courage and confidence. The Stoics invite us to consider, how might your life transform if every action were guided by virtue? By embracing and practicing the core virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, we not only attract fortune but also contribute positively to the world around us. Will you accept the Stoic challenge to cultivate virtue as the foundation of your bravery? Lesson 7. Embracing fate to empower bravery. Have you ever felt weighed down by circumstances beyond your control, wondering if accepting your fate might actually set you free? What if embracing everything that happens to you could unlock a newfound courage to face life's challenges head-on? The Stoics believed that loving one's fate, a concept known as amor fati, is essential for those whom fortune favors. In this lesson, we'll explore how accepting and even loving your fate can empower you to act bravely in the face of adversity. The Stoics taught that by aligning ourselves with the flow of life, we gain the strength to navigate any storm. Have you ever questioned whether resisting the inevitable only adds to your struggles? The Stoics believe that fighting against what we cannot change drains our energy and hinders our ability to act bravely. They introduced the concept of amor fati, which means loving one's fate, suggesting that acceptance is a powerful tool for empowerment. Accept whatever comes to you woven in the pattern of your destiny, advised the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius. Do you find yourself resisting life's events, or can you learn to embrace them as part of your journey? The Stoics challenge us to accept our fate wholeheartedly, proposing that this acceptance fuels the courage needed to face life's uncertainties. The Stoics taught that embracing fate is not about passive resignation, but about active engagement with reality. They believed that by accepting what we cannot control, we free ourselves to focus on what we can influence, our actions and attitudes. Epictetus, a prominent Stoic thinker, emphasized, "Seek not to have events happen as you want them to, but instead want them to happen as they do, and your life will go well." Are you spending energy wishing circumstances were different, or are you aligning your desires with reality? The Stoics encourage us to synchronize our will with the unfolding of events, thereby cultivating inner peace and bravery. In today's fast-paced world, we often feel pressured to control every aspect of our lives. The Stoics would argue that this illusion of control creates unnecessary anxiety and fear. They taught that by accepting the natural course of events, we reduce internal conflict and gain the clarity needed to act courageously. Fate leads the willing and drags along the reluctant, observed the Stoic philosopher Cleanthes. Are you being led willingly by accepting your fate, or are you being dragged by resisting it? The Stoics remind us that embracing our destiny empowers us to move forward with confidence and bravery. Consider someone who faces an unexpected career setback. Instead of dwelling on frustration, they choose to view this event as an opportunity for growth and new directions. The Stoics would applaud this attitude, as it exemplifies loving one's fate and finding courage amidst adversity. "No thing great is created suddenly," noted Epictetus. Are you willing to accept setbacks as integral parts of your journey toward greatness? The Stoics believe that by embracing every aspect of our fate, we build the resilience and bravery necessary to achieve our highest potential. The Stoics also emphasize that loving one's fate enhances our ability to live fully in the present moment. They taught that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future detracts from our capacity to act bravely now. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do, advised the Stoic philosopher Chrysippus. Are you allowing regrets or fears to paralyze you? Or are you embracing your current circumstances to take bold action? The Stoics encourage us to fully engage with the present, accepting our fate as it unfolds to maximize our courage and effectiveness. Practically speaking, how can we embrace our fate to empower bravery in our daily lives? One effective method is to practice mindful acceptance. Start your day by acknowledging that not everything will go according to plan and that unexpected events may occur. Remind yourself that these events are part of your unique journey. When faced with unforeseen challenges, instead of reacting with frustration, pause and consider how you can navigate the situation constructively. The Stoics believe that this mindset shift transforms obstacles into opportunities for courageous action. Will you make a conscious effort to accept your fate today, turning potential setbacks into stepping stones? Another practical approach is to reflect on past experiences where accepting your fate led to positive outcomes. By recognizing patterns where surrendering to circumstances opened new doors, you reinforce the value of embracing fate. Remember that fate ordained for you what you could not have foreseen, mused the Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus. Are you acknowledging the hidden blessings in events you once resisted? Reflecting on these instances can strengthen your resolve to accept future circumstances with grace and bravery. Embracing fate to empower bravery is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By loving our fate and aligning ourselves with the natural flow of life, we liberate ourselves from unnecessary strife and unlock the courage to face any challenge. The Stoics invite us to consider, how might your life transform if you wholeheartedly embraced every event as part of your destiny? By accepting and loving our fate, we position ourselves to act bravely and attract the fortune that accompanies such courage. Will you accept the Stoic challenge to embrace your fate and, in doing so, empower your own bravery? Lesson 8. Cultivating self-discipline to empower bravery. Have you ever wondered what it takes to stay committed to your goals amidst countless distractions and temptations? What if the secret to unlocking unwavering courage lies in mastering self-discipline? The Stoics believed that self-discipline is the backbone of bravery, empowering individuals to make bold decisions aligned with their true purpose. In this lesson, we'll delve into how cultivating self-discipline enhances your ability to act courageously and attract the fortune that favors the brave. The Stoics taught that by controlling our desires and impulses, we gain the freedom to live authentically and fearlessly. Have you ever considered how much influence your impulses have over your actions? The Stoics believed that true bravery stems from the ability to govern oneself through self-discipline. They taught that by mastering our inner desires, we strengthen our capacity to face challenges with courage. No person is free who is not master of themselves, asserted the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. Are you allowing fleeting pleasures to dictate your choices, or are you exercising control over your will? The Stoics challenge us to cultivate self-discipline as a means to empower our bravery and align our actions with our highest values. The Stoics emphasized that self-discipline is not about deprivation, but about making conscious choices that lead to personal growth. They believed that resisting unnecessary temptations frees us to focus on what truly matters. It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable, mused Seneca, highlighting the strength found in disciplined thought. Are you investing your time and energy in pursuits that enhance your life, or are you distracted by immediate gratifications? The Stoics encourage us to prioritize long-term fulfillment over short-term desires, suggesting that self-discipline paves the way for courageous endeavors. In our modern world, distractions are more prevalent than ever, often pulling us away from our goals. The Stoics would argue that succumbing to these distractions weakens our resolve and diminishes our ability to act bravely. They taught that self-discipline fortifies the mind against external influences. Man conquers the world by conquering himself, observed Zeno of Citium. the founder of Stoicism. Are you conquering your inner battles to stand firm in the face of external challenges? The Stoics remind us that mastering ourselves is the first step toward true courage. Consider someone who wakes up early every day to work on a personal project, despite fatigue and the allure of extra sleep. The Stoics would commend this individual for demonstrating self-discipline that fuels bravery in pursuing their passion. Well-being is attained by little and little, and nevertheless is no little thing itself, noted the Stoic philosopher Chrysippus. Are you willing to make small, disciplined choices daily to achieve significant outcomes? The Stoics believe that consistent self-discipline builds the foundation for brave actions that lead to success. The Stoics also taught that self-discipline enables us to maintain composure under pressure. By controlling our reactions, we can navigate adversity without being overwhelmed. Anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm, remarked Publilius Syrus, emphasizing the importance of steadiness during turbulent times. Are you prepared to steer your course with discipline when faced with life storms? The Stoics encourage us to harness self-discipline to remain steadfast and courageous, regardless of circumstances. Practically speaking, how can we cultivate self-discipline to empower bravery in our daily lives? One effective method is to set clear boundaries for yourself. Create a schedule that allocates time for work, rest, and personal development, and stick to it diligently. For example, designate specific hours for focused work without checking social media or other distractions. The Stoics believe that structure supports discipline. Additionally, practice saying no to commitments that do not align with your goals, freeing up energy for what truly matters. Will you establish boundaries that strengthen your self-discipline and enable you to act bravely? Another practical approach is to engage in activities that challenge your willpower. This could include physical exercise, learning a new skill, or adhering to a healthy diet. The greater the effort, the greater the glory, suggested the Stoic philosopher Diogenes. Are you embracing challenges that require discipline to enhance your courage and resilience? By pushing yourself beyond comfort zones, you build mental toughness that empowers brave actions. Cultivating self-discipline is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By mastering our inner world, we gain the strength and freedom to pursue our goals with courage and determination. The Stoics invite us to consider, how might your life improve if you exercised greater self-discipline aligned with your deepest values? By committing to disciplined action, we not only enhance our capacity for bravery, but also position ourselves to seize opportunities that fortune presents. Will you accept the Stoic challenge to cultivate self-discipline and, in doing so, empower your own bravery? Lesson 9: Harnessing Rationality to Strengthen Bravery. Have you ever questioned how clear thinking impacts your ability to act courageously? The Stoics believed that rationality is the foundation upon which true bravery is built. They taught that by understanding the world through reason, we can make informed decisions that align with our values and goals. Reason leads to virtue, and virtue to happiness, proclaimed the Stoic philosopher Musonius Rufus. Are you allowing emotions to cloud your judgment, or are you engaging your rational mind to navigate life's challenges? The Stoics challenge us to use reason as a tool to overcome fear and uncertainty, thereby empowering us to act bravely. The Stoics emphasize that many of our fears stem from irrational thoughts or misconceptions. They believe that by dissecting these fears logically, we can diminish their power over us. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live, suggested a Stoic maxim. Are you holding back due to unfounded fears? Or are you critically evaluating them to determine their validity? The Stoics encourage us to confront our anxieties with reason, allowing us to move forward with courage and purpose. In today's fast-paced world, emotions often drive our reactions, leading to impulsive decisions that we may later regret. The Stoics would argue that cultivating rationality helps us respond rather than react. If a person gave your body to any stranger he met on his way, you would certainly be angry, observed Epictetus. And do you feel no shame in handing over your own mind to be confused and mystified by anyone who happens to verbally attack you? Are you safeguarding your mind with rational thought, or are you letting external influences dictate your actions? The Stoics remind us that maintaining control over our thoughts is essential for brave and deliberate action. Consider someone facing a critical career decision, such as whether to start a new business venture. The fear of failure might cause hesitation, but by applying rational analysis, researching the market, evaluating risks, and planning strategically, they can proceed with confidence. The Stoics would commend this approach, as it embodies the use of reason to bolster bravery. The wise man looks into space and does not regard the small as too little nor the great as too much, taught the Stoic philosopher Heracles. Are you assessing situations objectively to make courageous choices that align with your aspirations? The Stoics also believed that rationality helps us distinguish between what is within our control and what is not. By focusing on factors we can influence, we reduce anxiety and increase our capacity for brave action. Fate guides the willing, but drags the unwilling, goes a Stoic adage. Are you willingly embracing the role of reason in shaping your destiny, or are you resisting it? The Stoics encourage us to accept the things we cannot change, and to apply rational effort toward those we can, thereby enhancing our bravery and effectiveness. Practically speaking, how can we harness rationality to strengthen bravery in our daily lives? One effective method is to practice the Stoic technique of premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils. This involves envisioning possible challenges and contemplating rational responses in advance. By preparing mentally for potential obstacles, we reduce fear and increase confidence in our ability to handle them. Will you take time to anticipate challenges logically, equipping yourself to face them bravely? Another practical approach is to adopt a habit of reflective questioning. When faced with a decision, ask yourself, what are the facts? What can I control? What is the rational course of action? By systematically analyzing situations, you can strip away emotional biases and focus on logical solutions. Apply yourself both now and in the next life, advised Epictetus. Without effort, you cannot be prosperous. Though the land be good, you cannot have an abundant crop without cultivation. Are you willing to cultivate your rational mind to reap the rewards of courageous action? Harnessing rationality to strengthen bravery is a fundamental lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By grounding our actions in reason, we empower ourselves to face uncertainties with confidence and clarity. The Stoics invite us to consider, how might your life change if you approach challenges with a rational mindset? By embracing rationality, we not only enhance our courage, but also increase our chances of achieving meaningful success. Will you accept the Stoic challenge to let reason guide your bravery, opening the door to the fortune that awaits? Lesson 10. Embracing mortality to live bravely. Have you ever pondered how acknowledging the finite nature of life might unlock your deepest courage? What if embracing the reality of mortality could empower you to live more boldly and authentically? The Stoics believe that contemplating our impermanence is a profound catalyst for bravery. In this final lesson, we'll explore how embracing mortality inspires us to seize the day with courage and purpose. The Stoics taught that by recognizing the brevity of life, we are motivated to act decisively and fearlessly. Have you ever considered how the awareness of life's fragility might influence your choices? The Stoics believed that reflecting on mortality is essential for cultivating courage and living fully. They taught that by facing the reality of death, we free ourselves from trivial anxieties and are inspired to focus on what truly matters. It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it, observed the Stoic philosopher Seneca. Are you making the most of your time, or are you allowing the fear of the inevitable to hinder your actions? The Stoics challenge us to embrace our mortality as a means to ignite our bravery and live with intention. The Stoics emphasized that death is a natural part of life and should not be a source of dread. They believed that accepting mortality diminishes the fear that often holds us back from taking bold steps. Epictetus advised, "I cannot escape death, but at least I can escape the fear of it." Are you allowing the fear of the unknown to paralyze you? Or can you accept death as a motivator to pursue your aspirations fearlessly? The Stoics encourage us to see death not as an end, but as a reminder to live courageously in the present moment. In our modern society, discussions about death are often avoided, leading to a subconscious fear that influences our decisions. The Stoics would argue that this avoidance prevents us from fully engaging with life. They taught that by confronting the concept of mortality head-on, we gain clarity and perspective. While we wait for life, life passes, noted Seneca. Are you postponing your dreams, thinking there's always more time, or are you seizing each day with courage and purpose? The Stoics remind us that time is our most valuable resource, and acknowledging its limits empowers us to act bravely. Consider someone who, after a close encounter with loss, decides to pursue a lifelong passion they had been putting off. The Stoics would applaud this person for allowing the awareness of mortality to propel them into courageous action. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years, advised Marcus Aurelius. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good. Are you inspired to make meaningful choices knowing that life is fleeting? The Stoics believe that embracing mortality motivates us to prioritize our values and act with bravery. The Stoics also taught that contemplating death reduces our attachment to external possessions and status, which often cause unnecessary fear and anxiety. They believe that understanding the temporary nature of all things helps us focus on cultivating inner virtues. He who fears death will never do anything worth of a living man, proclaimed Seneca. Are you held back by the fear of losing what you have, or can you let go of attachments to live more boldly? The Stoics encourage us to find courage in the realization that true fulfillment comes from within, not from external circumstances. Practically speaking, how can we embrace mortality to live bravely in our daily lives? One effective method is to practice the Stoic exercise of memento mori, which means, remember that you will die. This isn't meant to be morbid, but rather a way to appreciate the present and prioritize your actions. Start by setting aside a few moments each day to reflect on the impermanence of life. Consider how you would live today if you knew it was your last. Would you spend more time with loved ones, take that risk you've been avoiding, or express gratitude more freely? The Stoics believed that this reflection fosters courage and prompts us to live authentically. Will you incorporate memento mori into your routine to inspire brave actions? Another practical approach is to simplify your life by identifying and focusing on what truly matters. Make a list of your core values and goals, and assess whether your daily activities align with them. By eliminating distractions and unnecessary commitments, you free up time and energy to pursue meaningful endeavors with courage. Life is long if you know how to use it, wrote Seneca. Are you investing your time in actions that reflect your true priorities? By aligning your life with your deepest values, you empower yourself to act bravely and make the most of each moment. Embracing mortality to live bravely is a profound lesson from the Stoics on how fortune favors the brave. By acknowledging the finite nature of life, we are inspired to act with courage, authenticity, and purpose. The Stoics invite us to consider, if you knew your time was limited, how would that change the way you live today? By accepting death as an integral part of life, we liberate ourselves from fear and hesitation, allowing us to seize opportunities and live boldly. Will you accept the Stoic challenge to embrace your mortality and, in doing so, unlock the courage to live your life to the fullest?